Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging down here at Chickies and Pete's. Join the Eagles Autism Foundation and Cam Jurgens at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly this Tuesday, May 7th at 5 p.m. for a special charity event. You can also go to Ike's Twitter page and donate right there.
Come on, man. Let's get that money up.
We got to beat Howard, although Howard is now a doctor. He's now a doctor.
According How about old Dr. King?
Yep, I'm sure he would handle that well.
Well, it's not Black History Month anymore, so I figured it's okay to call him Dr. King now.
Well, he had vans designed just for the occasion.
Of course.
Goldie Beacon all over it.
Yep. Was there ever any question he would be coordinated today?
Never a doubt.
Yeah, come on, man.
I look forward to going back and watching the entire thing because it's now live streamed. And finally, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
I will not do that.
It might be at about 11 after I've had a few beers. And
how long is the speech?
I got to look that up. That's a fair question. But we'll get to the bottom of it and expect many cuts on Monday or Tuesday.
Listen, if we know Howard, he was probably up there 15 minutes longer than he should have been.
I just want to know, like, did we get a classic Howard, like, you're all dopes, you're nitwit? Or is he like, did we get professional Howard this morning?
Well, he did say he had hired a professional writer.
Well, that got cleaned up in about 30 seconds on with Fritz 6 last night.
Because yeah.
He did not let that comment go. He did not hire a speechwriter. He asked for some help.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say it's not a bad thing.
No, I know, but he got so offended because of the idea of paying for a speechwriter.
Oh.
It's like, dude, just relax.
Yeah. Hell, you got to pay for everything nowadays.
We're just busting a little bit of stuff.
Yeah. Hell, if somebody asks me to do a damn commencement speech, yeah, I'm going to hire somebody. Because you know me, I'll roll up there, no notes at all. And you're going to get a fiery pregame speech.
Exactly right. Because the last time I've actually seen you give one speech, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at the Rice to Ricky Sanchez thing.
Oh.
A little different crowd. A little different crowd. And speaking of speeches.
How did that go at the Rice to Ricky Sanchez thing?
I don't think you really know what you wanted to say. I think,
Well, what am I saying to him?
I know. So it was. I put that on Spike. Spike put you in a tough spot. But it was around this time last week, like, that I was getting ready to give my my best man speech.
Yeah.
Went well.
So much less pressure on giving a best man speech.
I was really nervous. My heart was almost.
Why? Broken.
I don't know, man. I got all worked up. Because, all right, not to get.
Well, I heard you do your top five.
I did do a top five. Hey. Yes.
I think you put a lot more pressure on yourself than you needed to.
Oh, I 100% did. But because I envisioned everyone in the crowd being like, he's a radio professional. He better be good at this.
Right. It's the best man speech.
Yeah,
man.
I know. But yeah, so, no, but my best man speech ended up being a top five. Like, I did a top five.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, your idea on how a best man speech should go was pretty accurate. I mean, that was, you keep it short and sweet. You throw maybe one punchline in there that digs at him. You make sure you compliment the beautiful bride. and you wish them well. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been at a wedding. I've done best man speech. I've been a best man twice.
Two-timer.
Yeah. Because the second time I was the best man, I believe there were two of us. Because we all went to school together, and he both of us were his best friend, so he chose both of us to be his best man. Mm-hmm. I may have deferred and let the other guy speak more, and I just got in and got out of there.
That's not really your personality.
Well, you know what it was? I was actually still a player at that time, and the wedding is not about me. So I don't need to get up there and make the wedding about me. It's her day and his day. So, but when you ask a current professional athlete to come be in the wedding, it draws attention. Yeah. Let me just put it that way. Then there's a time where, you know, where you wish the bride and groom well, and sometimes they have videos.
Yeah, yeah.
That probably wasn't a good idea for me. Yeah, because I got on one of the videos and probably had one or two Ike juices in me. And that's where you're trying to be funny, because it's a memorable thing that you want them, that they want to take with them forever. And, you know, my wife told me I probably let one joke too many go.
Okay. And reel it back in. That's good.
When you start to reminisce, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, well, you can't. Yeah, it's always the one story, and you can just hear, you can feel the husband being like, shut up. Shut your mouth. Please stop talking.
So I'm not going to even say whose wedding it was or anything, but yes.
All good.
You wouldn't know who it was.
That's good. Back to the phones in 1 second. But yesterday the Eagles put out a really cool, I mean, like, I haven't watched it yet. I plan to watch it this weekend, but a 23-minute version of Unscripted, where they go behind the scenes and you learn more about the organization. But they went behind the scenes for draft night for the Eagles. And I tell you what, they seem pretty pumped up about the Cooper to Gene pick. You know, Howie went on Pat McAfee yesterday, was raving about him again.
Sorry, yeah.
And just the way that they maneuvered to go up and get him. Now, this is a snippet. It was a 2.5-minute video where they had the deal in place, and it kind of went from there. So here is Howie and Jeffrey Lurie, who was right next to Howie, by the way, breaking down the draft picks beforehand, which was kind of surprising, reacting to the Cooper to Gene pick.
Rams are on the clock.
That is it.
Unfortunately.
The Carolina Panthers have traded the 39th pick to the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, with the 39th pick and the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Brandon Fisk,
yes!
Florida State D tackle.
All right, 50-53-161 for 40-78-1. All right, calm down. Appreciate it. Cooper. Howie Roseman, brother. You're an Eagle. Let's go. You sat way too long. Yeah, we can't wait to get you here. We're all really excited. It's going to be great, man. We're going to have a lot of fun together.
The reaction after they got the Rams took the player, I think they thought they were taking Cooper to Gene there.
Yeah, so they didn't make the trade until after the Rams made the pick.
Yep. So I thought it was pretty cool to see, and they seemed fired up to get Cooper to Gene. I know we haven't really talked about it a lot because of, obviously, the Sixers versus the Knicks series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think we can kind of expect from Cooper DeJean in year one?
I don't know about year one. I can't wait to see him out there. I'm like everyone else. I want to see whether or not his play at Iowa can transition to the NFL, and whether or not he can be that same impactful player. I liked him coming out of college. After I got to look at him a little closer, look at him a little more, the versatility, having that type of athlete on the defensive side of the football, a smart, heady player, looks to be like a sure tackler, a willing tackler. I think the biggest question is going to be is whether or not he can hold up on the outside as a cornerback against some of the top corners in the league. But a lot of that's also going to depend on how Vic Fangio runs his defense. It's not like they're going to ask Cooper DeJean to go over there and guard Tyreek Hill one-on-one. Like, I think that's what everybody is like, well, you can't have a white corner over there. How's he going to keep up with these wide receivers? And I'm going to go in and say it because that's what everybody's thinking. It's the whole white cornerback thing. And quite frankly, it's disrespectful to Cooper DeJean as an athlete. It really is. But that's the skepticism people have. This dude is a tremendous athlete. And if not for the skin tone that he has, we wouldn't be questioning this pick. And maybe that's how he fell to the second round.
Could have been.
And I hope a lot of teams will live to regret that, because I think he's a ball player. And I think they're going to be able to line him up and use him. If they use him correctly, he's going to be one of our better defensive players. He's one of, outside of nephew, obviously. I'm probably more excited about Cooper DeJean as a draft pick than I am anybody.
Even over Quinyon?
Yes. Yes. Because although I'm happy we got Quinyon Mitchell, I was fixated on Terrion Arnold.
Right.
I'm just being honest. I'm not saying they made a bad draft pick. So we'll see if Mitchell and that ability that he displayed in the MAC conference at Toledo can also be showcased here. Certainly has the measurables, 4.3 speed. I'm good with that. But I'm just, if I'm saying about athletes coming into the draft that I liked and it was on my wish list, Cooper DeJean was on my wish list as the first pick at 22.
Yeah, and they got both of them.
Yeah, and they got both of them. So I'm excited about watching how they use him.
Because he seems like a perfect – because I kind of feel like they're going
to try – guarantee you Jim Johnson would know how to use him.
I guarantee – and Vic Fangio should. I mean, he's 65 years old and been coaching forever. Like, use him right. It feels like they're kind of going to use him as, what, a slot, like, corner almost – or slot corner safety guy, almost like what Malcolm was.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, Jack. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know because when you look at what he did in college – he played more on the outside than anywhere.
So 90% of his snaps in last year was on the outside.
Yeah.
And a part of me actually wonders, because I saw Kirk Ferentz was interviewed the other day.
Yeah.
He said that he was already putting in place for him on offense for next year.
That's what I'm saying. So
like they might be. He's obviously a punt returner, kick returner, and especially given how important that is now because it's kind of coming back in. They might use him all over. Like they might, like, I wonder if they could use him on both sides.
That's why I like him. And – you see, the Eagles actually got a higher grade for drafting him than they did Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
So I can't wait to see him out there. I wish he was in a single-digit number, but he's going to wear 33. That's not too bad.
It is kind of funny. It's Larry Bird's number. Like, it's kind of
we're not going to get past this, are we? We're just not.
It's kind of funny.
We're not. At some point, everybody had to get past Christian McCaffrey being the running back.
Yeah, I know.
And eventually we did.
Hey, maybe we got the Christian McCaffrey.
Listen, remember, I wanted McCaffrey coming out, and everybody who didn't want it, they didn't want to say, oh, you can't be drafting a white running back in the first round. Instead, yeah, that's what people were thinking.
Yeah.
That's what people were thinking. So it took a while for people to get over that. And now McCaffrey's the best running back in football.
He sure is. It is kind of it is funny that 22 years later, they basically did the Lito and Sheldon draft all over again.
Yeah.
Like they went back to back to
two corners.
And hopefully they're foundational pieces and,
oh
for
yeah,
a long
those
time.
Are two corners. See, that's why I think they took them. They viewed them as that's our future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our two corners on the outside.
Now, week one, do you think it's going to be Slay and Quinyon and
Raquel? I'd be shocked if Bradbury is still here.
I hope so. I hope so. I really do. Listen, the Eagles do have, if things go well here and their evaluations are right, they have foundational pieces on the line. They have foundational pieces on the outside. And I just hope N'Kobe and Jeremiah can do it in the middle.
Unfortunately for N'Kobe, I rode with you for 2 years.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff.
Oh, nephew, got to get in there, N'Kobe. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to get nephew in there, man. I got to have Trotter Jr. on the field, man. I'm sorry, N'Kobe.
Got to.
That's my new favorite linebacker. What do you want me to do?
Yep. OG Wade's in Chester. What's happening, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
What's good, man? Hey, listen. Let me educate some people. Let me learn y'all something today.
Right.
All right? Give you a little knowledge without college. You know what I mean? I've been saying this for some time now with the Sixers. I never thought they were going to win a championship in this regime because every year you're changing players. Like, every year there's a new lineup. In order to win a championship, you need continuity. You need chemistry. You need these guys to know who each other is. I heard Big Dog Hugh this morning saying that he thinks it would be good for the organization to ask Embiid and Maxey, what do they want? Who do they want? But them guys are
hell no.
Maxey's just finding out who he is. So yeah. He don't know what the hell he needs. Embiid had learned the game inside of a gym. That's what Chuck and everybody is talking about. Embiid don't have passion. What he has is a desire to play in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So now he's doing that. Embiid is still learning this game. He didn't play this game coming up. He learned the game in the gym. Somebody told him you could make a boatload of money if you just do this. You know what I'm saying? And he's been working hard at it. He turned out to be one of the best players in the world. But the thing you cannot buy, Steph Jr. says it all the time, the will to win.
Yeah.
Can you will your team to win? What Embiid had got to do is sacrifice. All that, you scoring that 70-point game took so much out of him. He hasn't been the same since that game. All you got to do, bro, is identify the goal. That is championship. Forget that MVP trophy. Forget you dominating the ball. That's easy for you to do. But you know what's hard for you to do? Is involve your teammates. Because that's what you're going to need to win a game, a championship.
You got
to
have all your starters in double digits, OG. You have to.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't need all of them. I need five players in double figures. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be your sixth man. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have that.
What about? Do you think it was a bad sign last night that Toby and Kyle Lowry both had 0 points in the starting lineup?
No, it was fitting. It was fitting.
It was fitting. You're right. You're right.
Let's not mistake fool ourselves. Let's not act like Toby didn't know that was his last hurrah here.
Well, he said after the game he didn't even think about it possibly being his last.
Oh, he thought about it.
Really? You guys don't believe that? Interesting.
He's a bald-faced lie. You know what I'm saying? Stevie Wonder could see that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that. So everybody talking about he stole. No, he didn't steal no money. He got it the way that all of us would love to get it. Easy. Easy work. You know what I'm saying? How about they gave him that money?
They gave him $180 million, yeah.
Because they were afraid, because they were terrified of Jimmy Butler.
He didn't tell y'all he would, you know, you put the contract there, he signed it. Which one of y'all wouldn't? You know what I'm saying? We all would.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. But we would have showed up in game six, though, OG.
And let me say this here. Okay. I'm going on record because y'all do remember my call.
Well, you are now receiving votes for Eagles Insider of the Year.
And I should be Philadelphia Insider. Forget the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? The whole sports town.
You and Howard, yeah.
Because I said, this is what I said. What, before we got this new array of players, in the offseason, Johnny Marks asked, who would you want? And I said Josh Hart and DeVoe from Indian, the Pacers, like the big boy, Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, okay.
Nice.
That's who I felt we could have used with this lineup.
What are they doing with Miles Turner?
Okay. They're in the second round.
What is Miles Turner doing here?
Oh, you mean over the
Sixers? He's a solid player, Jack.
Okay, but he's not starting.
No, all you don't. Sometimes you don't.
Dude,
he's
like a max level player off the bench, man. What are you talking about,
Jack? You need.
I'll teach you knowledge without college. A different
time. No team will win a championship without a bench player being good. No,
I agree.
You don't win.
It's why we're getting Malik Monk this offseason, OG. Appreciate the phone call. There's a lot of names out there that I'm excited about. I just hope Morey can cook this offseason. But Malik Monk has flown to the top of my list.
Malik Monk?
Yeah.
You like Malik Monk?
Yeah.
I like Malik coming out of college.
Well, Jolly
was that the that was the Markelle Fultz draft, right?
Yeah, Jolly had him number one.
You couldn't take him number one.
No, he's a 6'1" skinny ass. Like,
well, like, yeah,
he's fine.
He's a six man. That's what he is.
He's strictly a six
man.
Yes. Imagine, oh man, him and Maxie.
Yeah.
Going
six
on.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. Same school, right?
Yep.
They didn't play together though, right?
No.
Yeah.
Probably like,
was Malik Monk a 1 year guy?
Yeah. Forget who else is on that Kentucky team, but they didn't.
Devin Booker wasn't on that team.
Nah, Booker
right?
was on the 14 team, I think.
That was De'Aaron Fox was on that team with him. That was that
was
team. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk.
I think so. But yeah, either way, they could maneuver a way to get Malik Monk this
I like
get
Malik
some scoring
Monk,
off
yeah.
the bench. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party or have it catered by Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you online chickiesandpeace.com. On the other side, we got to go into the Memory Bank on this Friday. Every Friday at 4:30, we go into the Memory Bank and celebrate 20 years of Citizens Bank Park. What is in the Memory Bank today? Plus, Sixers obviously still on the table. We'll play a little stay or go on some of the Sixers free agents and where we come down on should they come back or not. And Kendrick Perkins took Tobias Harris down. Don't miss that audio and everything. Coming up next on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94. WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It is the Afternoon Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game feast. Find a location near you online, chickiesandpeace.com. Phil's return tonight to CBP, taking on the Giants, who are 2 games under 500. A little less buzz with Gabe Kapler no longer being the manager.
Yeah, a little less buzz. But could still be a dangerous team. Can't take this team lightly.
It's good analysis.
Need 3 out of 4.
Need 3 or 4 this weekend, Jack.
As
need
always,
3 or 4.
As always, I'll take a split. We live with a split. They have some good pitchers on the mound this weekend, so we'll
break. They do?
They do.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
So okay. We'll break that down all in leading off coming up around 5:35. But every Friday around 4:30, we do something called the Memory Bank, leading 20 years of Citizens Bank Park, celebrating the top 20 moments in the history of our ballpark. Buzz, what is in the Memory Bank today?
Sports Radio 94 WIP's Memory Bank, sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat.
All around Citizens Bank Park there, chanting USA, USA. That's because, according to reports, Osama bin Laden has been killed. And President Obama is about to address the United States audience and give an update on what the situation is. Boy, news travels fast, even in the ballpark.
So it was earlier this week, back in 2011, that we had the bin Laden game, where the Phillies are on Sunday Night Baseball, back when it was John Miller and Joe Morgan, which are still phenomenal. Like that's my Sunday night.
It was Shulman,
group.
I think. It was Dan Shulman.
Was it Shulman?
It was Dan Shulman.
So it was post John Miller.
Yes, it was like early Shulman.
He was pretty good. I'm with Dan Shulman. Either way, I guess I got it mixed up with Pedro in whatever in 09. Regardless, the night Bin Laden was killed. Obviously, it happens on Sunday Night Baseball. It's a standalone,
I remember it,
standalone
yeah.
sporting event. I will never forget. There was a guy that was wearing a Team USA, because this is right after the World Baseball Classic, the Team USA Chase Utley jersey, and he kept like showing it to the camera. I just remember that guy very vividly. I mean, one of the most memorable nights down at the ballpark, the night Bin Laden was killed.
Yeah, I remember watching that game. I can't remember whether or not we got the info beforehand. We probably did on social media.
It was very early Twitter, though. I mean, I think I just joined.
And I was going to say, I wasn't even on Twitter. I was a Facebook guy still at that time.
That's good. It's coming through on your ticker.
Yeah, but somehow we certainly heard about that earlier, and then you started to see the reaction in live play out. And it was just an awesome sort of display of uniting together. And we obviously know what was surrounding that situation and the impact and meaning of that was. It was just and it was so fitting to have those two teams on national TV on Sunday night and that happened. And then obviously it probably would have been better if it was in New York, and then New York would have got a chance because that was ground zero and they would have had the opportunity to react to it. But for us, gave us an opportunity to really show what type of a city and fan base we are.
And I just remember how cool it was seeing like the game become secondary.
Yeah.
And both fan bases, because obviously a lot of Mets fans.
Mets fans, and that was back when the rivalry was still good. And
there was no bleeping beach chance, though, but like, regardless. Both fans are basically high-fiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one you won't forget.
Yep.
One you won't forget. And I think
good moment.
One of the top 20 moments in CBP history. We'll play a little stay or go with the Sixers here in 1 second. But back to the phones. Chris is in Pensacon. What's happening, buddy?
Oh, man. This is... Yeah, I can't even be pissed. I just feel like a dummy, man. If this team just got me so irritated. I wasn't even pissed at Toby last night, man. It's just, you know what I mean? I got four kids. I want to see which one. It's just that one kid. You love all your kids the same. But, you know, if something went wrong, you know that one did it. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Jack ain't there yet. But, you know, you're driving home and you go, nah, it was that one. I know. I don't even have to talk to the wife. It's so Jack. It is so wearing. It's like getting divorced and buying the house next door after you get divorced. It don't make sense no more, man. And can somebody please get somebody to develop a young player on this team instead of going to the Social Security line and getting all these old heads? You got Martin sitting on. They don't play any of the young dudes ever, Jack, or like ever.
So yeah, Ricky Council couldn't get in.
Right. How are you going to play them in the playoffs, like Jack, if you don't play them during the regular season, when this regular season, we all know, sucks. It's just a money grab in the NBA. Playing teams that, like, Rowan University could beat half two or three of those crappy teams. And it just irritates me. Dean Howard last night, Jack, oh, my God.
I know. You got a little fired up with the King.
Yeah, well, because he called me an idiot. I said, don't disrespect me. I'll come down there and open up the chest, man. Don't you do it.
I know. He didn't know.
And he shut his pie hole real quick, too, after I told him, too. My uncle's the one who choked him out of the palm. He's an attorney. That's my uncle. Back in the day, Google him up on YouTube. He's getting choked out, thrown around the tables like a wet rag. I'm so irritated, but you know what? I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good with and Jack. The two young dudes, they're going to be studs. And like, you hit the nail right on the head. I think that kid's going to be a cornerback. Their numbers suck. You're an alumni there. You're part of the family. What's up with the available numbers? They got like six available numbers, and they got nine great, but they all suck.
Yeah. Something
the only one that don't suck is your number.
I know, right?
Your number. I told 58. I said, oh, we got the license in them.
Yeah. I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if both young guys don't switch their numbers.
Who's number 27? McPherson?
That's McPherson, yeah.
Yo, kid, you might sound like a nice kid. Pack your bags, dude. You're getting cut. if you don't see the writing on that wall, like when you had the girl out for the prom and you knew she was going to say no, McPherson, you're getting sliced, iced, and zipped, dude. Just give him the number, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with the Gene wearing 33, though. I'll have the Gene in 33 after Larry Bird.
Yeah, I like Tripp because we can nickname him Tripp. Call him Tripp, you know what I mean? But 30, 30's that dude.
Wait, hold on, it's Brian Mitchell's number. They're making an ode to Brian Mitchell.
There was only one Brian Mitchell. Ike's like a cousin to him, man. No, every other 30 was like Reno Mahe. He was giving me the table down at Chippy and Pete years ago. I'm like, are you on the Eagles? He was like a server. I'm irritated. Thank God for your Phillies, Jack. I bought tickets. I'm going on June 2nd, the day game, Sunday game, and I'm flying out to my sister's in San Diego in September. So I'm going out to San Diego Stadium. But man, all I gotta say, guys, thank God for you guys to get me through my friggin' day.
Let me ask you this, Chris. What are you expecting Daryl Morey to do this offseason?
Me?
Yeah. What do you want him to do this offseason?
I love Jimmy Bucket. I just think that ship has sailed. I want your dude. I want your dude instead of Ben Simmons. I want some youth. I want some dudes that are hungry to win. And that dude can flat out play now. If we can get him, I don't know Winchester. He's not but a turd that got recognized in his basement too. He's getting off. I don't even know how that dude has a career. He's like nine dude. Lose some weight. You're 1,900 pounds. You fat. Thing. I want Ingram. I want Ingram, man. I want Ingram. I want younger dudes, and I want to develop for people like Martin and Morey. You think you do all these tricks? Show me the trick, Daryl Morey. Here, have this, Daryl. I'm going to give you 12 apples. Can you please poop out a fruit salad for me, dude? Do something. And guess what? On the way out, I know I'm short for time. Yo, man. Yo, Elton Brand, dude. Where's your mask and cunt that you've been stealing? I'm zipping you immediately, man. You're getting zipped just to get zipped. I'm just zipping them just to zip them. Once you know what I do, guys, once a year, they don't listen to the radio. Once a year, I took out one person that's a little lazy out of my stores, and I just woke up, I handed the check. They go, great. I go, get out. They go, what? I go, you're done. You're fired. They go, over the studio. I go, get in line, man. I got to put it dirty. Get out. You're a waste. What did Elton Brand do?
What did you do? I know.
Well, he did help us get Maxi, so.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate it, Chris.
He did.
No, I know. He did all the scouting on Tyrese.
But he act like that doesn't matter.
We'll get the full story one day. Yeah, so I didn't realize that, 58 was given to Jalix Hunt. So Jalix Hunt is wearing number 58. It is funny because I think of Hunt and 58, and I think of Trent and Cole hunting.
Oh, there you go, There you go. I need to put that together.
Guess it kind of works out. Yeah. I do love, obviously, they gave Trotter Jr. 54. I wonder if they got the...
would have been a travesty if they didn't.
I wonder if they even asked... I wonder if they even asked Jeremiah or like Trot Sr. Can he wear 54? And it is weird seeing the Texas A&M kid Smith. He's wearing 82, which is obviously what Torrey wore during the Super Bowl year.
Okay.
Keegan wearing
82. Even I have transitioned from the 80 numbers
with the receivers.
Yeah, I used to be. I held on as long as I could.
I know.
And then at some point I'm like, yeah, I guess 80 numbers don't look good for receivers anymore.
Well, they gave two of them away. So the Justin Wilson kid or the Wilson kid is wearing 89.
That's a tight end number.
He's a 6'7". So I do like Keegan's wearing 79, which is Brandon Brooks' old number.
Todd Harriman's.
Yep. McMahon, the Dylan McMahon, 63, Driscoll's old number.
Oh, man, Honey Buns, Hank Fraley.
The worst number, though, not even close.
It's Shipley.
Dude, they gave Will Shipley 39? Like, you got to change that number, pal.
There's no doubt in my mind that he's changing that number the first chance he gets.
I'm telling you, part of the reason that I'm sitting here today and didn't make it in the big leagues is because when I showed up on Bloomsburg's campus.
What was your number?
I was given the number 29.
Yeah, destined to fail.
Destined to fail.
Yeah.
I'm not Smoltz.
Yeah.
The Smoltz is like the only pretty good 29. 29 is a horrible number.
Yeah, Smoltz and Eric Dickerson. The only 29s I know.
29 is a bad number.
That's a bad number.
It's a straight up bad number. If I was given 34 like I requested and demanded.
Right.
Probably.
That's a popular number, though, especially for a pitcher.
I work as a doc.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure you weren't the only one that wanted that number. But, yeah, Shipley, 39, you have no chance to succeed as a running back in this league, especially here if your number is 39.
Is it bad that it's a horrible number?
Yeah.
Is it bad? So sometimes I know this is shocking to you, and every time you see it, I feel like you're like, what are you doing? But people do ask me for my autograph.
Yeah.
I do sign number 34 at the end.
Huh?
Yeah, like my high school number.
Okay. You don't even use Bloomsburg number.
I try not to. I love Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
Try not to. I need to stop bringing up that I played baseball in college. That's my.
Okay. Let me just say this.
Yes.
How about you don't put a number on there at all?
I know.
How about put 94 WIP on there? Jack Fritz, 94 WIP.
Well, because you sign it, Ike Race number 58.
But you're not. There's a difference.
Hold on, man. I never lost in the high school playoffs. It just comes natural, man. I signed number 34.
Well, here's the other thing. I actually ask people, do they want the number 58 on there? They usually do want it as a football autograph. But if I'm signing, like we used to have the pitchers, we used to have our pitchers.
Yeah.
And if it's if it was a WIP headshot, I would sign it 94 WIP.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Versus if they had an action photo of me from my former days 20 years ago.
Well, see, I like the idea that I signed Jack Fritz number 34, and they have to go see, look up who number 34.
You want to go look it up, yes.
And then they're stumped. They're absolutely stumped. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online, marks-jewelers.com. How do you feel about the Sixers today? 70% discouraged. And what's your confidence level in Daryl Morey this offseason? So what is 52 plus 38, Ike? 90? Okay.
52 plus 38?
That
yes,
is 90.
It's 90, yes.
So 90% of people are in the camp of medium to low confidence in Daryl Morey, 10% high confidence. So I would say he's got some work to do to get some back in the good graces, I guess, in the city. But a little stay or go, because obviously the free agent list for the Sixers is long. It's pretty much, we know Tyrese is going to be here, we know Embiid's going to be here, and everyone else is essentially a question mark. So some of the players that are available, Kelly Oubre, stay or go?
Stay.
How much, though? Like,
oh, yeah, two-year deal. See, reasonable money.
Because they signed him for the vet minimum this year. I would assume he's going to get more than that.
Yeah. You think he played the way he played without thinking about getting paid?
That's
my worry.
That's my worry. He's going to go back to Kelly Oubre. And if they do sign him for 2 years, I don't know, $30 million?
Okay.
Lock him in his apartment or wherever. He's not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Hire a driver. Go to one place or the other.
I'm okay with Kelly Oubre.
I'm okay with him. Still skeptical and still don't trust
him. Well, he needs to be coming off the bench.
I agree. Yeah. If you can sign him as a bench, please, that's right. Kyle Lowry.
It's funny because a week ago I was like, yeah, bring Kyle Lowry back for a year.
I felt a week ago, you have to.
Yes. Like, after these last two games, I'm like,
Goose eggs.
It's going to be 40 next year. Is this going to get any better?
39. We round up.
Okay. I think I'd go ahead and pass on Kyle Lowry.
Maybe 1 year. Just the 1 year very.
Well, to me, he would be a last option. In other words, once I fill out all the other spots, if I got room for a vet, I can bring him back on a veteran minimum on a 1 year deal.
Nicholas Batum.
No. Move on.
I would probably would you rather re-sign Batum or Oubre?
Oubre.
Okay.
He's younger.
I would re-sign him as long as the broadcast.
I didn't even realize Batum was on his team until they beat the Miami Heat.
Well, he didn't play a lot down the stretch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to get lost in the sauce because he played a couple of good games late, and then I got to sign up for it for a whole another year or two.
He's also 35. He's the oldest-looking 35-year-old in the
country. He really is. I thought he was 45, legitimately.
I would re-sign him, but only in the caveat that the broadcast stops calling him Nico.
Nico. That's part of the reason I want to move on.
Boom, boom, Batum?
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
Buddy Hield. It's tough.
Buddy. I would bring Buddy back on a short-term deal, too.
Me too.
You brought him here to see what he looks like with Embiid. He didn't get a whole lot of opportunities to play with him. Pause. Off-season. Full season. You need shooters in this league. And my goodness, I don't know if I would be saying this if he didn't do what he did in the second quarter last night.
I don't think we would be saying this at all.
But that just shows you that he has that microwavable game that it could just heat up that quick.
Yeah, and like he's been a really good shooter for a long time in this league. He had a bad couple months adjusting to a new role. Maybe with an offseason of working with Embiid, he looks like a different player.
Price has to be right. You know who he kind of reminds me of? He reminds me of a younger Danny Green. Patty Mills, those guys that played with the Spurs that, you know, they averaged like 8 or 9 points, but they always seemingly hit big shots in the playoffs.
Yeah, which is sometimes what you need.
Something
that could go off.
Yeah, again, reasonable money. I don't need him in my starting rotation. Buddy Hield is a bench player.
If you're benched next year somehow Hield and Oubre as at least like a starting point, I feel pretty good.
That's
about
a good
it.
Bench, yeah.
Campaign?
I could go with Campaign.
I could go.
Because you're a reasonable price for Campaign.
I was very anti-Campaign for a long time because I felt like he would always just barrel to the rim with like 20 seconds left on the shot clock and be out of control.
That's still in him.
It's still in him, but he's not scared. And
exactly.
I need players that aren't scared, so he kind of won me over this year, Campaign. Paul Reed?
No.
We got to move on from Paul Reed.
Out.
And the final one, Toby.
What?
I know.
Yeah, we're all.
We'll go back to the phones in 1 second, but I got to play this audio of Kendrick Perkins, who took Tobias Harris to task. Here is Kendrick Perkins a little bit earlier on ESPN.
Tobias Harris, let him walk. I mean, damn. He asked them if they wanted something from Chick-fil-A before the game. The team told him yes, and he came back with a bag full of napkins and straws. I mean, he was just a no-show out there.
That's such an insane reference.
Boy, him and Shannon, I'm telling you, you can tell they country. They got some of the best sayings in the world, man.
They do.
And Kendrick Perkins is a Texas guy, Beaumont, Texas. Yeah, but I'm out on Toby. I'm with you.
Yeah, we're out on Toby. Ike's in Southwest.
He came back with a bag of straws and napkins.
Yeah. What's happening, Ike?
Yo, that's the best sports analogy I think I might have ever heard. I was crying when I heard that earlier, man. Straight up. So, let me tell you, I'm calling because I'm hearing some of y'all callers talking about Embiid, and the movie Trading Places comes in my mind because I'm thinking about that scene when Eddie Murphy's like, what is you, ignorant? Because I'm going to be honest. I hear people say he only won his numbers, but these are the same people who was mad when he game five, when he was deferring to Maxey, only had 17 and 19.
People were mad at him in game five because he had almost 10 turnovers.
I know, but also people was mad because you can't only have 19 points. Also. But you're right, turnovers too. But then also, I heard people mad because last night he wasn't getting his players involved. But how you think Buddy Hield got all those wide open shots? Embiid was getting hockey assists crazy last night in that second quarter. In that first quarter when we only had 11 points, he had 7 of them. Nobody else was coming to play because they took Maxey out the game. And you could tell the strategy was we're not going double Embiid. So what are you supposed to not do? Not score when you got a chance to score? Like, I don't understand, like, with some of these people. It's like some people just don't matter what he do. They going to go the opposite. This joint is so discouraging. To hear some people talk about stuff. I understand the turnovers, that's 100% legit. He's been messing up for years with that. But let's be honest, that dude came and balled this series. They was a negative 30-something when he was off the court. He couldn't even take a rest. And then I hear people say he's out of shape. If I'm correct, that was like his 11th or 12th game after 2 months, and he's playing 48 minutes, 43 minutes, 46 minutes.
Yeah.
And you not giving him props with doing that? Like, come on, man. That's stupid to me. And the only reason that I am encouraged is because we only got two players that's going to be under contract that's left on this team. That's the reason I'm encouraged because we can mold this team. We can get people on this team.
But what's your confidence level in Morey to do that?
You know what? I'll put it at like a 7. And the reason I'm putting it at that is because I know people think about the bad trades because I – did not like the trade for Buddy Hield because I'd rather had Twin this year and we'd have had some toughness against New York. But that's, we forget, I think he the one who got us Steph Curry.
He did.
I think when everybody was loving that trade for Ben Simmons and stuff like that, people thought that was a good trade. So I'm just saying, I think we always accentuate the bad, and that's okay, especially on a day like this. But sometimes we got to remember, he made a lot of nice little small moves as well. So that's just my opinion.
No, and that's cool. I don't think there's anything wrong with having that opinion. I think for me, and I can only speak for me, I can't speak for everyone else. My frustration with Embiid last night really just came from his demeanor at the press conference, and that he seemingly wasn't, he wasn't as mad, disappointed, frustrated as I felt. Right? Like that's what got to me. I can appreciate the effort that he put forward. I can appreciate him coming back from the surgery and trying to gut it through. He battled through Bell's palsy. I can appreciate all those things. I can appreciate all those things. But what I can't necessarily accept is when the series is over, it almost seems like you had predetermined what your excuse and what your messaging was gonna be. And it seemed like it was, don't be too hard on us, everybody. We tried. We played our hardest. I love these guys here. That irritated me to no end. Because first of all, dude, there's plenty of us out here to make excuses for you. I'm not saying that you don't get criticized from people, but there are plenty of us out here that defend him.
Sure.
And have done it. So I don't need him to try to set up a soft landing for himself and the team. Like, what are you talking about? I want you to be pissed off that you just lost to this team. That you're going home again early. Right? And we don't need to make excuses for these guys, quite frankly. Because you know what? They're going to be okay. Embiid's going to go on vacation. Then he's going to go to Paris. He's going to be yucking it up over there in the Olympics, playing his heart out, winning a gold medal, enjoying himself. He's going to be okay. We don't need to feel sorry and throw pity parties for Joel Embiid. Every one of these NBA players is going to be okay. We don't need to throw a pity party for him. But guess who is upset every year at the end of the season? We are. And I told you this was going to happen if he came back. That we would buy in, that I would buy in, and when they disappoint, I was going to be pissed off. That's why I didn't want him to come back. Because I knew I would get my hopes up. And that's what happened. And then I'll get everybody want to tell me, oh, you didn't think that. How could you possibly think this team was going to win? And he's injured and this and that and the other. And I don't want to hear that nonsense. I don't want to hear that. You want me to be fully invested in this team. You want me to come out and support. You want the fans to go down and buy tickets when the team raises the prices. Right? Everybody wants it then. But then when they lose, you want all the fans to be like, oh, good try, guys. Good effort, man. You guys, we'll get them next year. Good effort. We'll get them next year.
Well.
And you wonder why fans sell their tickets.
Yeah.
You wonder why. Like, come on, man. I love Embiid. I've grown to love Maxi. Excited about them moving forward. But the night you get eliminated, this is what I'm getting, and this is what I'm getting from some fans, that they're okay with this? We literally want to rip the Eagles' head off. They won a Super Bowl 5 years ago. They're in the playoffs every year. We want the coaches fired. We want this guy traded. We want to do all sorts of things when the Eagles don't meet expectations. But somehow the damn Sixers, when they don't meet expectations, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. Good effort. Good effort, big fella. You want to tell me how he's the number one athlete? He has the biggest advantage of any athlete in this city in his competition. Jalen ain't 6'4". Can throw the ball 80 yards down the field like Josh Allen. Bryce Harper doesn't look like Aaron Judge in the batter's box. Embiid is the biggest person in this damn sport. He has the greatest advantage of anybody, yet and still, it's always something when it's time to go win a title. That's why when you say he's the best athlete in the city or the top athlete in the city, I say, are you kidding me? And I love the big fella. But he has the greatest advantage over everybody in the city, in his sport. In his sport. And then last night, he's giving me the "you too small" sign to Hartenstein. Are you kidding me? And we lose the game. You out here showboating and gloating like we doing something. All of a sudden, you hadn't did that all playoffs. Now all of a sudden, you're feeling yourself in this game. And you're giving a "you too small." Get out of here with that, man.
Well, at least he didn't
And then he'll go over to the Olympics and have a great time.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't throw his teammates under the bus post game. Like the last couple.
Right.
Last couple post
games. That's it, man. Okay.
215.
I went too long. I went through the break and everything.
215-592-9494 to get it on the Sixers. We'll get to the top 5-5 coming up next with Buzz and leading off a little bit later as well. It's the Afternoon Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.